Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Catherine, and I am here today with Tracy Allen, who is the founder and CEO of Freedom Naturally Beautiful Cosmetics. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We are so excited to have you here today. It's very rare that I get to do a podcast about something I love,
yay,
which is makeup. For those of you that don't know, Tracy is living in South Shore right now, and she has just in January launched a full makeup line, so I'm going to let her tell us a little bit about it. Tracy, why don't you let us know, what's up with this brand, Freedom Naturally Beautiful Cosmetics?
It is a makeup brand that is free of synthetic chemicals. So most of the things that are used as preservatives that are in a lot of brands are petrolatum related. And those are the things that tend to irritate people's skin because there's so many variations on it. You know, it's hard to know which one thing is irritating. So the best thing I could do is just eliminate them all. And then, ta-da! I have terribly sensitive skin. And so I love makeup, but it used to irritate my skin.
Yeah.
And as much as I loved it, I would wake up sometimes the next day and all along here, of course here, right up here, pimples. And then I would spend the rest of the week trying to conceal and cover and do all
of
that.
Which gives you more.
So it was like this vicious cycle. And so, yeah, that was what kind of inspired it. So you're not going to find... it's talc-free, it's corn-free, it's gluten-free, it's cruelty-free. There's not much in it. So unless nut-based things, shea butter, coconut oil. So unless someone has like a nut allergy, aside from that, it should be pretty easy for most people's skin.
And so you mentioned, you know, this kind of came out of your own personal struggles with, you know, not being able to find a makeup that your face liked. But I am curious to hear, you know, with that being said, how you began this process. I mean, making a foundation to me sounds crazy. I don't think I would know where to start. And then here you have eyeshadow, lipstick, concealer, lip gloss, everything.
Yes. So it's okay. So initially, let's say maybe about 10 years ago, right? My hair started falling out. And again, my skin was really bad. And so I stopped putting almost everything. So I started to DIY everything. Mm-hmm. Everything from my hair, my deodorant, my toothpaste, because it just felt like I was falling apart. And I have autoimmune disease on both sides of my family. And so in my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is it. You know? And so I started to try to eliminate the things that I could. And so... the one thing that I could not DIY was makeup. The one thing that I could not find was, so I tried some that did not have certain things in it. And I could not find one that was as natural as the things that I could make in my own house. And so finding a manufacturer was imperative because I just could not, I personally cannot make foundation in my kitchen. If I could, I probably
should. I know, that's what I'm thinking, like, double boiler. I still don't think it will work.
I could not. I promise if I could, I really, really would have. Because I'm telling you, people are like, what is that? I'm like, oh, I just whipped this up. They're like, really? Mm-hmm. So this is one thing I could not do. So I did have to find a manufacturer. And finding the manufacturer was actually a lot tougher than many people think because a lot of them do not make products without chemicals.
Yeah.
So, and then because being able to preserve it is an issue for most manufacturers. But when I started to find more niche kind of manufacturers that would not make large scale things, that were doing things more small, batchy, go to their facility, there really is almost like a really big kitchen happening in there. But they do have chemists and, you know, they're willing to ask you, what is it that you want? What is it that you don't want? They sample things out for you. You try things to see what it is you like, that works, that doesn't work. And so that was the next journey. That took about 2 years to actually find the manufacturer that I have right now. And so it's not easy. So to decide like what colors you want, when things like that, I'm probably never gonna have neon orange eyeshadow. It's one of those things I have to give up on.
I could live without it.
Based on just, you know, what natural things can do, you just can't do those types of things. And even like to certain variations of reds and things that you can do, because it's tough to generate these things with natural ingredients. And so, because I have worked with natural ingredients, I also know the things that happen with natural things. So I know that, you know, if I don't use makeup over the weekend, by Monday, I shake it up.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those things that are in other things are like stabilizers to keep you from having to do stuff like that. Which, you know what, I don't mind. You know, I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay with this, knowing that.
Right, I would rather.
I'd rather take the 2 seconds and shake it up. And so, that's what kind of led. And so this journey wasn't even just makeup. This was like, I wanted to do everything. Whole life, and so that's why I called it Just Cosmetics, because along the way, I am going to bring out the other things that I love making for myself. And then they're interchangeable. Like, everyone uses flaxseed gel for the hair. Guess what? It is a great for your face, too, to put under your moisturizer. Kind of tightens the pores up. And so, and then it's so healthy, and it can help clear up a lot of the things that are acne-based. And so I think it's just getting people aware. Getting myself aware. It took a lot of messing up to get it right.
And so you just launched in January, right?
Soft launch. Yeah, soft launch. And so I'll probably do, I'm thinking of doing a full launch more of July, when it's nice outside and I can come to a big thing and everyone's there. And then I can take some of the feedback that I've learned from the soft launch and you know, trying it out on people and really make it better.
And so you don't have like a brick and mortar location, right? So what are you, how are you promoting your products? Where are you taking them? How are you getting exposure?
You know what? I have been very lucky that so far it's just online, but I'm going to a lot of events, a lot of vendoring where I go to these events. So I was just at one, the Quad County Women's Empowerment. And so, you know, you go there, you set up just like any other convention or trade show and things like that. And so I have a few more lined up. I just met with a young lady who was going to set up some pop-up shops for me as well.
That'd be fun.
Right, throughout the city. And, you know, looking to go to different retailers and hope that they will let me set up a little thing like Bon Sante in High Park. So just kind of getting, there's one young lady on 31st who just opened a natural hair place. And it's not just natural hair, but like natural products. Uh-huh. And she does Makeup Mondays. And she was like, I would love to carry your line there and then. Great. So that's a place where people can go and be able to sample it out once we get it in there. And so I'm really excited about some of those things.
So I do want to talk to you about what it was like for you to become an entrepreneur. I mean, is this your first business venture, or have you kind of been like playing around and just looking for the right business model? You know, how did you break into being a business owner, being in the makeup industry?
So I was thrown into makeup. I used to work for a company. I was a product manager for a different part. I'm not going to name any names because... Mm-hmm.
Please don't.
And then one day I come into work and they're like, hey, we want you to be the product manager for beauty now. I was like, what? So the beauty was the makeup, the lotions, perfumes, everything. I was like, oh, God. So I dreaded it. Like, I absolutely dreaded it. And, but then it became something that I embraced. And so I really fell in love with the makeup aspect. So the girls would come in, because you had to have your face had to be beat. You had to beat your face every day.
Yeah.
And so it was part of your uniform. Now, they won't put that in the manual, but it was definitely part of your uniform. You would certainly be in trouble if, like, anyone from corporate came around or anything and you did not have on makeup. And so I would do, that's how I started. I would just do the girl. They'd be like, Tracy, do my makeup for me. Okay, why would you want me to slather your face up like this? And it was just so dreadful. And then all of a sudden, everyone liked it. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm not too bad at this.
Yeah.
And so I really did. And my mom was a makeup lady. She never left the house without makeup. Never. She was like picture perfect for anything. On her way from work, she could go from work to a wedding without having to change anything about her outfit, do anything to her hair or her makeup. That's how prepared for life she was. I was the complete opposite.
Yeah, same.
Yep.
I'm not the one. I'm going to need 15 minutes in the car before I can go to the next function.
That's what I'm saying. So it was a tough transition, and I did not embrace it very well at first. This is my first entrepreneurship thing, and it was tough. And so I'm one of those people, I need all the information before I can make any decision. And so with this, I was doing the same thing. And that's partly what took so long. I was saying it took 2 years to find the manufacturer. It's because it took me 2 years to figure out, no, yes, yes, no, pros, cons.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's why when the one day when the lady was like, look, I'm having an event, I would love for you to come, display, show your stuff. I was not ready. I had 3 weeks, and I was like, do it, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing I had was product. I didn't have a website. I didn't have any cards. I didn't have anything else other than product. And so, in the end, I didn't even have the boxes. I was like, oh, my God, they're coming. And so I think it was that not giving myself the time to why I shouldn't do it or how to make it perfect that made me just kind of jump into it.
Yeah.
So I'd always hear friends who were like, you haven't started your own business yet? Because I don't. I used to keep myself from going up because there were some things that were required that you needed to do to move up that I didn't sleep well with at night. And so I couldn't do them. And so I would then quit once I realized. I'd be like, I'm just going to find another job. I don't need you. That's when I was young. I don't need you. And that's what I would do. And so it got to a point where it's like, okay, you are never going to be what you want unless you figure out how to play by the rules or you create your
own environment. Do it yourself, yeah.
And so my mom passed, and after she passed, I decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore. I'm going to make my own thing. And so her passing was actually really influential on how I got to where I am. So the company is actually ALA Development, which are her initials, Alice Lee Allen. And so it was named after her makeup, you know, that's how she was.
Yeah.
And so even when she passed, I didn't even have a funeral because I was like, there's no way they're going to make her look the way she used to.
She would want to look, yeah.
And so all her friends understood. They were like, we knew. And so I'm like, all of this is kind of like my homage to her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
It's really special. Like,
oh, it's my baby. It's hard to put it out here because not everybody likes it. Some people are like,
who wouldn't like it? I would like to find one.
You know, but guess what? Everything is not for everyone. I know. Everything is not for everyone. And that is okay, you know. I didn't like everything.
They just want the neon orange, and that's all they want. Yeah.
That's okay. But they do. You know, if you want something that's going to, like, do all the stuff that these other makeup brands promise, I don't have those kind of promises. You know, I promise that it will be clean. You know, I promise that it will be as natural as you can probably find. It will be easy for you to apply. It's not mm-hmm. pretentious. It's not any of that. It's just, girl, what'd you say? Like you said, I can meet you there. Yep, 10 minutes.
Right. Throw it on. So I think there is, like we have talked about, a huge movement of like kicking these chemicals out of our lives, whether it be in our food, in our makeup, in our shampoo, in our clothes.
Yes.
Like, people, there's a significant amount of people that want to live a more natural lifestyle. So I guess, you know, with that being said, the question that I have for you is just what advice you might have for somebody who is having a similar struggle, you know, wanting to live a more natural life, not being able to find products that, you know, aren't inflammatory for them in whatever which way, you know, but doesn't even know how to begin to develop their own line. Like, it is obviously possible, but
it is.
What do you have to say, or what would you wish somebody would have told you?
You know what? It really is your own journey, right? The most that I can say is it's easier than it is, than it used to be to find natural brands. You just have to be able to use the right niche words, right? They will help you find. So if you're, you know, really looking for, you know, an all natural organic yogurt, you just have to be able to find the right words to say or the right things. You can find it. It's just, you may not be able to find it at your neighbor, your big retailers, mm-hmm. or your big stores. As long as you're willing to try it, and most of the times there are going to be places you can't get to, so it's only online, you can't try it. So it's that fear of whether or not of what you can do. But you have to step out there. I don't know how many times I've bought foundation over the counter and didn't like it, and I've wasted, you know, $10 to $30 on something that was like, mm-hmm. So if you're going to take the chance on something, take the chance on at least someone that has told you, or they put the effort into saying, you know what, I'm thinking about my end user. So if you're going to waste it on someone who at least took the time to care about you as a person. And if, as far as doing it on your own, go for it. If you can't find it out there, you can do it yourself. Like, you can. You just, it takes time and it takes effort. And I know it doesn't feel like, it's not easy. I'm not going to say that it's easy for anything. If I could tell myself something, it would have been to start sooner.
Yeah.
I would have said start in your 20s. Do it then.
Just do it.
Just do it, because that's when your energy is more abundant. You know, that's when you are out here. You're ready to change the world. You know, I'm pushing 40 now. And so now it's not like I'm trying to change the world. I know that I'm really trying to help and change around mm-hmm. me. I don't have time to change the world anymore. I'm just hoping that if I can help a few people around me, I've done my part, my due diligence. And so just go out there. Do it. Man, I can see you got a little entrepreneur going on in you right now.
I'm just really excited. And I'm very happy that we brought you in today. This has been really fun for me. Hopefully it's been good for you too.
Yes. Again, my first interview, yes. So you were easy on me.
I always try. I'm the nice one. So.
Oh, God, yes. Yay. Who's the not nice one? I don't want to go there.
I'll let you know when we're off the
air. Okay, no. I'm just kidding.
So why don't you tell everybody one more time where we can connect with you to learn more about Freedom Naturally Beautiful Cosmetics, purchase them, just, you know, where do we go?
The website, again, is freedomnaturallybeautiful.com. The Instagram and Facebook, because that's all I have going right now, is freedomnaturallybeautiful.com. I am open to suggestions. Please feel free to leave me messages on there. Say, hey, Tracy, what about doing this? What if that? Because, again, I'm a one-woman show. And so, and then I still come to people. So, you know, I do personal consultations. So you can say, you know what, I just really want to try it. I can't make it to wherever you are.
Yeah.
I'm still at a point where call or message me, we'll connect, and I'll bring everything to you. We'll do an in-home consultation in the comfort of your own place. And yeah, or parties. I have some ladies that get 3 or 4 of their friends together, and I go over there and, yes, and have a good time. And so, and it's not even me. I don't go there and put on your makeup. I give you the products that I think are going to work, and I really want to see how you put on your makeup. And so then we go through some different techniques on what we can do differently to change what it is you want to do. Because, again, you're not going to have me there putting it on every day. So
right.
You have to be able to recreate the look that
you're not
going to
come back tomorrow?
Man. No. So, yeah. Freedom Naturally Beautiful. Yay.
Perfect. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And thank you so much, Tracy, for coming.
Thank you.
I very much appreciate it. I've had a great day with you. Once again, you all are listening to Conversations with the Citizen. My name is Catherine, and we are signing off for now, but I will be back next week.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.